Hi. Although normally I like to just give one idea, today I would like to give two short ideas on Parshat Yitro. The verse in the beginning of Parshat Yitro, when Yitro comes to visit or to join the Jewish people, it says like this, "And Yitro, the father-in-law of Moshe, came to Moshe with his sons and his wife to the wilderness. He said to Moshe, 'I, your father-in-law Yitro, have come to you with your wife and her two sons.'" Now, we know it's obvious that Yitro came, and it's obvious that he came with his two sons. Why did he say this? And not only that, what does he say? "I came to you with your wife and her two sons." But they're Moshe's sons too. Yitro should have said, "I came to you with your two sons. I brought you your sons." I think Yitro was sending Moshe a subtle message. He was telling him, you know, you're a great leader, and you're the king, and you're the rabbi, and you're the prophet, you're all that, but you haven't been a father. They're her sons. You haven't been there for them. And he was telling them, he was giving them a message, and Yitro was a very important man as well, and he knew this. He said, even though you're important, even though you have a lot of responsibilities, you're still a father. Make sure you're a father to your children as well. Don't just let them be her sons. Let them be also your sons. It's possible that Moshe would never be able to achieve this as being the leader, constantly busy with the problems of the people. But we see that maybe it was to his detriment, because the sons of Moshe didn't follow in Moshe's footsteps. Nothing great came out of the sons of Moshe. Very similarly to the sons of David. David also, who was very busy as king, didn't have much time for his children. I think we mentioned this a few weeks ago, what we said the difference was with Yosef. Yosef, even though he was also king and obviously very busy, did find time for his children, and his children did get the proper education. But with Moshe, it seems that it didn't work out. So we see from here that Yitro realized the danger in becoming a leader and the pitfall of not being the bright kind of father. Yitro was telling Moshe, be a leader, be the prophet, be the rabbi, be the teacher, but also be a good father. The second idea that I would like to bring down is from the opposite direction. One was Yitro to Moshe. Now we're going to see from Moshe to Yitro. In this week's parsha, it seems that Yitro converted, because some of the commentaries say that when he made this sacrifice, this offering, he made a big meal, a big festive meal. That was actually his conversion. The verse says like this, "Yitro, the father-in-law of Moshe, took an elevation offering and feast offering to Hashem. And Aaron and the elders of Israel came to eat bread with him, the father-in-law of Moshe, before Hashem." And the commentaries ask, well, then where was Moshe? It says, Aaron and the elders, where was Moshe? Rashi says, Moshe was serving at the meal. Moshe felt that it was his obligation to show respect to his father-in-law, so he served at the meal. From here we see a great lesson, that you need to honor your parents-in-laws just like you honor your fathers, as Moshe honored his father-in-law with the utmost honor and even was willing to serve at a public festive meal. Shabbat Shalom.